morning.
Good morning.
Is this on?
I don't hear.
No, it's not on. All right.
Okay, there. Now I can hear it now. If I can't hear myself echo, I know it's not on. Well, good morning and welcome to worship here at Calvin Christian Reformed Church. Whether you're here or you're at home, it's good to see you here and to see you at home, even though I can't see you. But the Spirit of God, as Paul says, I'm with you in spirit even now, and so we are with you in spirit as well. Before we get started in worship, a few announcements. Again, we're looking for ways to help each other and our neighbors during this strange time. So if people need someone to pick up groceries for them, if you know of neighbors or anyone like that, let us know. Talk to the church. Send an email. We'd be happy to help. Again, our tithe can be mailed or dropped off at Janet's desk. Janet is here from 10 to 2 every day, Monday through Friday. And since now we're having worship services again, we're going to be dropping the church being open from 12 to 2 every day as well. So just while Janet is here, you can drop off your tithes or mail them to the church as well. I don't think there are any other announcements. It's good to see you all here. Everybody being safe. I even brought my own mask. I have a mask, so I didn't put it on at first because it'll mess with my beard. So afterwards, I'll put my mask on. Don't tell my wife. She told me to put it on beforehand, but I like her beard. So, yeah. That's not very edifying, is it? All right. Well, since I ended with that, let's take a moment of holy silence now to enter into the presence of our God in worship and to prepare ourselves for worship this morning. Would you stand for our call to worship this morning? Our call to worship comes from Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity, O God. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. We come into the presence of the Holy One this morning. We come into the presence of the One who is mightier than the waves of the sea. And we come singing our song of praise this morning, our song of worship. Praise the Lord. Sing hallelujah.
Thank you.
We come singing, and our gracious God greets us with these words this morning. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Having entered God's courts with praise and having been greeted by him, we know we are loved. And because we know we are loved, we are free then to confess our sins before the one who loves us. And so we say together our prayer of confession this morning. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy steadfast love. Have mercy on me, O God. My sin has been against you, although others have been hurt as well. It is against you that I have rebelled. It is against you that I have been angry, and yet it is you that I cry for mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy steadfast love. Have mercy on me, O God. And the one who loves us assures us that indeed we are forgiven. Hear the good news again this morning, the gospel again this morning, that though we were sinners, and while we were sinners, Christ died for each one of us. And so Jesus, God come near to us by the power of the Spirit, Jesus says to each one of you this morning, and to me as well, your sins are forgiven. And being assured of that good news, of that grace from God, we lift up our hearts again in song, and we sing together, I Stand Amazed.
Thank you.
You may be seated. It's time now to come before our God in our morning prayer. We come through the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, Jesus who always lives to make intercession for us. And so he prays this prayer as we enter into his praise and to his petition before his Father in heaven. And so will you pray with me this morning? Holy Father, through the Son and the Spirit, we bring you all of our praise and thanksgiving, all that we have to offer this morning. We lift up our hands to you, and we ask for your care and peace upon our community and upon each one of us. You are our Father, and we participate in Jesus. We are your sons and daughters. The Holy Spirit at work in our lives, and we know that you care for each one of us. And so, Lord, we pray for the health of each one of our members, and we pray for the health of our community at large. Lord, be near to your people. Be near to them. You are the one who oversees all things. You are the one, O Lord, who, as we read at the beginning of worship, you are the one who is mightier than the thundering waves of the waters. You are the one enthroned on high. And so we lift our lives to you, and we trust our lives to you. Blessed God, keep us in the palm of your hand. And keep in the palm of your hand all of those who are ill in our midst, those who are struggling with things like cancer. We think especially this morning of John and Judy's daughter, Katie. We think of Nomi Voss. We think of Greg Smith and his sister, Melanie. Lord, be near to each one who is suffering with cancer. And Lord, make the treatments to be effective. We know with many of them, Lord, that is the case. And we are grateful for that. But we continue to pray for them, Lord, that you would let them hear the sweet word remission. Bless them with that, we pray. Bless them with that. Lord, we think of others who are ill or struggling. We think of Glenda Hoffland, as we do each week, Lord. Lord, with her lungs, we pray that you would keep her safe in this current pandemic. We pray also, Lord, for those who are shut-ins among us. We think of Frank Vandenbosch, Patty Ritzema, Denise Masbergen, Jan Sneller and Audrey Van Grau. Lord, give them a sense of beauty and wonder this day. As their rooms feel like at times they're closing in around them, Lord, descend into their midst and help them to feel your infinite spacious presence, that you, the one of all beauty, is there beside them. Lord, we pray this morning as well for our missionaries. Keep them in the palm of your hand. We think of the Havlicek's, Lord, and we pray that you would give them everything that they need right now during this time. We pray for the missionaries that we will soon support, whoever they might be, Lord. You know their names, and so we offer a prayer to them as well at this time. Bless them and keep them. We think of our mission agencies around the world, Resonate and all the Christian Reformed missionaries in places like Africa and Asia and elsewhere. We know in some of those places, Lord, where there is very little in terms of government connection and planning, that this can be a very frightening time. And so we pray, Lord, that you would be with not only the missionaries there, but your churches there. Give them peace, give them health, and give them strength, or be near to them. Lord, we pray this morning as well for all who are struggling with being at home. The same four walls, the same pictures on the walls, the same table, same chairs, the same faces. Lord, be near to your people. Help them to sense your gracious beauty and glory. Descend among us wherever we are, we pray. For we pray as your children, the Spirit lifting us up into Christ as we say his words. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Again, we will not be taking our offering at this time. If you're present here and you have a check, there is a little basket on the way out. But otherwise, you can mail it in or stop by Janet's office during the week. We turn now to the Word of God, and as we do, we prepare our hearts with our song of praise for God's Word, Thy Word. Our gospel reading this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 10, and within the history of the church, this Sunday has actually often been called Good Shepherd Sunday. It is the Sunday where we celebrate Jesus as the shepherd of his flock. So the passage, of course, then, is Jesus' discussion of him as the Good Shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. I tell you the truth. The one who does not enter the sheep by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Sisters and brothers, this is the gospel of the Lord, to which we say, praise to you, Lord Christ. Our text this morning comes from the Psalter. We're continuing our series through the Psalms. We've looked at a psalm of lament. We have looked at a psalm of praise. We looked this morning at a hymn of praise, Psalm 148. This psalm, of course, is where we get the phrase hallelujah, praise Yah, or praise Yahweh. It simply means praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints, of Israel, the people close to his heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Would you pray with me this morning that this psalm that is very familiar to us, we would hear in a new way, and that God's word would come near into our lives and hearts. Would you pray with me this morning? Holy Spirit, this is your time. This is the time that we beg you to come down with Pentecostal fire, to descend upon us and so bring us near to Jesus. For you are Jesus' Spirit, breathed out by the Father through the Word to us. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring us back to that Word, that the words offered here from the pulpit would become in this moment the Word himself, Jesus speaking to us. And so come, Creator Spirit, come. Breathe upon us new creation life, that we might see and believe. We pray this in Jesus' name, in your spiritual power, O Spirit. Amen. So I have something of a confession to make. It's only nearly 30 years late, but when I was around 10 years old, I began to read the Bible for myself. I'd grown up in a house where the Bible was read, and I give thanks to God for that. But I began to really delve into it myself and to begin to read various passages, read my 2 pages a day or a chapter a day, depending on how things were going. I'd pick up my red King James Adventure Bible, red cover with the teal and yellow speckles on the front. 90s marketing was not something to be, anyway. So I'd pick that up and I'd be flipping through it and I would land on the Psalms. And confession time, I hated the Psalms. I absolutely hated the Psalms as a 10-year-old. I were so flat and boring. They said the same thing over and over. I mean, Psalm 148 would be the epitome of what I hated about the Psalms at the age of 10. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, I could imagine the priests there in the temple and all the poor little kids, and the priest is doing this on and on and on, this interminable rambling, just to keep them there. Praise the Lord for the clouds. Praise the Lord for the ants, or praise him, ants. Praise him, onions. Praise him, larkspur and thistle. Praise him, hail. And it just sounded the same. Every psalm in my mind at the age of 10, and of course, when you're 10, you don't have a whole lot of life experience to bring to the psalms and to feel the resonance. So this is just all praise God, praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Boring. And so I would flip back a few chunks of the Bible to Judges and Samuel and Kings. Now, here was stuff that was exciting, that was awe-filled. I mean, here is where you had left-handed Ehud with his dagger under his cloak sneaking into Eglon's toilet, right? Here is where you had Absalom with his flowing locks fluttering in the breeze as he rode his mighty steed, his mule, under a tree and got hung up, only to find Joab, another assassin, waiting for him. Here were where David, doddering old King David, faces off against a six-fingered giant with a bronze spear. Doesn't fare so well, and so one of his mighty men have to step in and save the day. But these were moments of larger-than-life excitement. Wonder, my 10-year-old self, this is where it's at. This is the excitement. This isn't a boring, bored priest standing in the temple, coming up with things, rambling on and on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right? That wasn't exciting. But Ehud was, David was, and Absalom dying in the tree was. These were moments of excitement. Of course, a 10-year-old can't read between the lines of a psalm and see what's there. And so, psalms like Psalm 148 were flat, dull, monotonous to me. And I think in some ways right now, our lives feel a bit like we're all 10-year-olds. And the book of our lives, the Red King James Version, the teal and yellow splotches on the front, the adventure that is our lives, feels like we've bumped into the Psalms. Not just because the pastor's preaching on it every week, but because at the age of 10, we read it and our lives are starting to feel a little rote. A little bit of the same thing, an interminable rambling. Same four walls, the same pictures on the walls, the same kitchen table, the same chair, the same little faces. It's the same thing over and over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're thinking, all right, can we like flip back to something more exciting, like maybe going to Sioux City to see a movie in the theater? Something with Ehud with his sharp dagger, I don't know. Something exciting in life, not just the sort of same thing over and over. It's pretty common. We're feeling that right now. I know I have a friend who posted on Facebook the other day. She said she's struggling with the monotony of everything. And she said, you know, it is. It's like I look around and, yeah, it's the same walls and the same two little children who I'm trying to half homeschool and the same pictures outside of my windows. And she said, I'm just starting to go crazy. And she said, I was finally listening to a podcast the other day, and on the podcast there was a former therapist, a psychologist, who was talking about how human beings need to have a sense of awe and wonder from time to time. They need to feel small, not that they're the biggest thing in the house. They need to be dwarfed once in a while, to see a Grand Canyon, to step out and see the oaks soaring high above them. My friend said, she said, that's it. That's what I've been missing recently. My life has felt sort of rote and the same thing over and over and over. But that sense of beauty and wonder, that sense of awe, is missing right now. And I need to have a way of seeing things from a different angle, to see beauty in my life. We are all 10-year-olds right now, struggling to see the beauty in between the letters printed on the pages of our lives, that rote repetition, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And so the Spirit of God helps us read between the lines this morning. Because what if Psalm 148 isn't really as boring as my 10-year-old self thought? And what if our lives really aren't as rote, even in our houses every day? Same four walls, same pictures on the walls, same kitchen table, same little faces that we're trying to homeschool. What if our lives aren't as flat and boring as we think? What if between the lines of our lives and the psalm, there is wonder and there is beauty and all-encompassing glory? Take Psalm 148. Psalm 148 is part of the last five psalms of the Psalter. And as it is one of the last five, it sums up the Psalter as a whole. You see, the Psalter, of course, is made up of five books. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there are five books of Psalms, and this is done, of course, to mirror the five books of Moses. The five books of Moses where God comes down to his people and speaks to them of love. He reveals himself and then reveals his law to them. And then the five books of the Psalms are humanity's five books of response to the five books of Moses. As Eugene Peterson likes to say, you've got one hand and two hands, and now you've got prayer together, right? God speaking, humanity responding. But Psalm 148 is part of the last five that sum up what has been going on in the last five books. And all of these psalms are the type that I hated at the age of 10. They're praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And yet there is a beauty and wonder between the lines of the psalm. It's not just repetition. It's not just sort of saying the same thing to different, praise him, you larkspur, praise him, onions, praise him. There's more going on. The Old Testament scholar Arthur Weiser, in his commentary on Psalms, points out something that a lot of other scholars have seen throughout the ages, but he gives it a new twist. Throughout the history of Christian interpretation, everybody has noticed that if you look at Psalm 148, you'll notice a movement. The psalm begins with the psalmist, the priest in the temple, crying out to the Shemay Shemayim, the highest heavens, the heavens of the heavens. And then as the call to praise goes on, it works its way down, past angels, past clouds, past mountains, down, yes, now into the earthly realm. So up in the heavens, down to the earthly realm, all the way to the people of God. In fact, in the final verse, or the second to last verse, it says, God has raised up a horn for his people, praise for his people, Israel. And it says in Hebrew, they are the Am Keravo. They are the people of his nearness, the people near to him, the people he is near to. And of course, the NIV translates this as the people close to his heart. But literally, the idea is God has come near to them. So we begin out beyond the edges of creation, and we work down to God near to his people. Now, Weiser, as he looks at this, he says, now, isn't it interesting? What's going on between the lines here? Because this is the pathway of God coming down. When God comes down in temple worship, to meet with his people, there beyond time and space, coming down to be present with the Am Keravo, the people of his nearness, the people he is near to. This is God coming down to reveal himself in glory. And so the psalm is not just simply, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The psalm is a response to God's descent, to the one who is beauty and wonder and glory himself, the one who is infinitely spacious, coming down to be with his people. Can we imagine that this morning? Can we see the priest standing there in the temple, in the courtyard, the people gathered round, the worship service in full swing, even the children, wide-eyed with wonder, recognizing what's happening in this moment? For there, out beyond time and space itself, on the edges of creation, sits the throne of the Most High, ringed in glory, beauty, and wonder, the shafts of light shining off of his throne, the precious stones dazzling in rainbow colors. There he sits in eternal splendor, timelessness, the ever-circling reality of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the self-giving one. And then he takes a step off the throne onto his chariot, and the wheels within the wheels begin to turn. The eyes within and without begin to see in a new way. And the chaos monsters, the tamed angels, the cherubim, the cherubim begin to chomp at the bit. And with a hailing shout, the Most High begins his descent. And the priest, looking up, knows that this is happening and cries out, "Praise him in the heavens! Praise Yahweh, the storm rider! Praise him, O you heights!" And so the edges of creation begin to sing in response, crying out to the one who is coming down in glory. He sweeps further down, and now the priest's voice rings out again, "Praise him, all angels! Praise him, hosts of heaven!" And the cherubim, the cherubim begin to growl out their songs. The burning six-winged seraphim are shouting out their holy holies. Michael, Gabriel, the archangels leading the hosts of heaven that are now beating their celestial swords in a happy rhythm, for the Most High is coming down, down, down. The cosmic waters are beginning to stir, the waters above the skies. Sun, moon, and stars are sheltering their own eyes against the glory of the blazing one, the Son of Man riding his chariot in triumph. And they too begin to sing, singing stars there in the sky as the chariot plunges down through the spheres of heaven. Praise him, O you high heavens. Praise him, sun, moon, and shining stars. Praise him, for he commanded and they were created. For he has given them order and they will not depart from it. Praise him. And the chariot shoots earthward, now into the earthly realm, and begins to weave its way between mountains, through clouds, lightning shooting forth, thunder erupting on every side. Snow and hail begin to fall. Little birds begin to follow along in the chariot's wake. Great trees, cedars bending with the small fig trees against the gale of the storm wind. Praise him! Praise him, all you winds that do his bidding, you thunder and lightning. Praise him, snow and hail. Praise him, clouds. The chariot arcing across the sky, creatures, beasts of dale and valley and hill looking up. The cattle lowing as they turn from their green grass, for there is the Holy One coming down to his people. Praise him, all creatures. Praise him, cattle. Praise him. Praise him, dragons of the deep, the Tanin. Praise him. And then finally, the chariot coming near to human flesh, coming into the people of this world themselves, coming down to Mount Zion, there on the temple, and the Holy One himself stepping from the chariot and taking his seat between the cherubim, there on the Ark of the Covenant, as the priest outside encourages the people gathered round, praise him, all kings. Praise him, all nations. Praise him, young and old, young men and young women. Praise him, for his name alone is exalted. Praise the Lord, for he has lifted up the horn of his people's salvation. Israel, the people of his nearness. Hallelujah. Praise Yah, the storm rider. Praise him. This is the beauty between the lines of the psalm. The spaciousness, the awe-inspiring wonder there that the psalm is responding to. God has come down. This is no 10-year-old's dread. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the response of joy to the one who is holy, who is dwarfing his people, giving them awe and sight and beauty and wonder. God has come down into your lives, sisters and brothers. We may feel like our lives have hit that portion of the book where it's just the same thing again and again and again. We may feel like 10-year-old me with Psalm 148. Ugh. And yet, in between the lines of our lives, there is beauty and there is wonder because God has come down. God has come down. God is near to us. The Holy One, the Heavenly and High One there, out beyond the edges of creation, has descended among us in the person of Jesus, the flesh of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is there in our cramped little houses with our cramped little routines, the same walls, the same pictures on the walls, the same table and the same little people. And he is wonder. He is glory. He is beauty. What we need in that moment when life is beginning to feel a little bit rote and repetitious. He is there between the lines of our lives, the psalm of our lives. This week, as you are living your life at home and you're starting to glaze over with, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And it feels like the same thing again and again. Close your eyes for a moment. Do you see him? Out there beyond the edges of creation, wrapped in flames, stepping onto his great chariot, dropping down through the skies, past the mountain peaks that begin to avalanche in praise. Do you see the Holy One come near to you? The one who is in the midst of your life even now, giving your life meaning where it is at. Do you see him? Your lives are not monotonous and rote. In one sense, sure. But in another sense, if we can sort of jettison our 10-year-old approach to our lives right now and look, as my friend said, from a different angle, reading between the lines, we can see that our lives are a response to the one who has come down. Our lives are thanksgiving and praise because God is near. And so, yes, we do need a sense of beauty, a sense of wonder, and yet it is right there. He is right there beside us. Can you see him stepping off the chariot? His hands bleeding, his side still bearing the mark of the spear. For this is God come down to you and to me. This is glory. This is wonder. Sisters and brothers, Psalm 148 is one of those sort of passages that I almost don't even know how to preach to you because it's so beautiful. I don't have words for it. There is such glory here. There is such magnificence and awe-inspiring wonder that God has come down. When I look at your lives, I don't even have words for that. Because God is there in your life, awe-inspiring wonder, even in the strange, dull routines that we all go through right now. God is there with you, with me. Take heart. There is beauty even in the midst of the four walls and the cramped living, for God has come down. Hold on to that reality. Close your eyes and see the beautiful one, the infinitely spacious one, there with you in that moment this week. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In response to God's word this morning, we're going to stand and we are going to sing Joy to the World, for the Lord has come. The Holy One has come down into our lives, and He is the beauty that gives us meaning. Sisters and brothers, lift up your hearts now as you go out in mission and in ministry to love and to serve God. Right now, our lives can feel a little repetitious, a little flat. And yet, between the lines of our lives, the Holy One is there, for He has come down among us. He is with us. Do not forget that. He is the good news near to each one of us. And so receive now the parting blessing of the one who has descended among us, the Holy One, from the very edges of creation to the Am Keravo, the people of His nearness. You receive His blessing. God go before you to guide you. God go behind you to protect you. God go beneath you to support you. God go beside you to befriend you. Be not afraid. Let the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you, settle in around you, and make its home within you. Be not afraid. Go in peace.